Hello, fans of the Lou Dickman Weekly Podcast. Yakko Warner here. Got another buddy. Hey, Pinky, you're going to watch, you're going to listen, you're going to enjoy the podcast? Hey, God, Yakko, I can think of nothing I would rather do, except maybe get a root canal. But if we can't do that, it's all about Lou Dickman.
Narf.
Lou!
How are you, bud?
All right.
Happy Saturday to you.
Welcome to the first program, first podcast of Lou Dickman Weekly. Lou?
Oh, man, it's been an outstanding Saturday.
Oh, my gosh, that's great.
Yes, everything's good. We're looking forward to tomorrow.
All right, awesome. And any preview on what's going to be served?
Oh, yes. We have Joel will be bringing the chops in tomorrow. They're sitting
awesome.
In the brine as we speak.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. They'll be the table of meat will be ready by noon tomorrow.
What's the noon game?
The noon game, who cares?
Okay.
Hey, right here, what are you having?
Let's analyze last week's win.
What's that?
Last week's win.
Oh, yeah, you come over right in the front door. Okay. I just got to see everybody's IDs, all right? All right, go ahead.
Yes, we're analyzing last week's win. You called it Kyle Orton-esque.
Yes, it was Kyle Orton-esque. As a matter of fact, Lou is all over Kyle Orton this week.
This is the 100th podcast, Lou. The 100th podcast. Tell us what is going through your mind on such a momentous occasion.
How I'm going to get the Senator Heineken.
All right. And there you go. Tell us your name and why you love Lou Dickman.
Rich Lowers. Yeah. I love it because I have a great time here, and it's always, always Pro Bears.
All right. And now we're going to get one. Now we're going to get somebody here. One of the... This is only his third Lou Dickman Weekly, and it's historic, wouldn't you say, sir?
It is a historic occasion, and what a snapper of a game to do it with.
Unbelievable first half.
Absolutely.
Unbelievable first quarter.
The first quarter was unlike anything anybody in this galaxy has witnessed before.
Aaron, it's the 100th podcast. Tell us what we'd like to say to Lou today.
Lou Dickman is my savior.
He's your savior?
Is he your daddy? Well, he sure
is. Can you gangbang?
He sure is my daddy.
You said it earlier, not me. Pops!
Yes, sir!
How about that first half?
The first what?
That first half. First time you ever saw a Bears game live, sir. What year?
About 1947.
Rick Guido, we are going to you for the official Lou Dickman proclamation. What do you have to say?
I have to say, yes. For posterity, yes, we are posterity. Witnessing the 100th podcast on yes. the same day of the Bears game that we all remember hundreds of years from now when this defense was electric. We will remember this day for one of several different reasons.
When's the first time Lou served you a beer?
Actually, I think it would be about 7 years.
Yeah, you were 16. I remember.
16, you were going on a fake ID.
I just
Good
got
job.
Here from Thailand.
Because Scruffy wore his bear harness today.
That's right.
And he wears it each and every Sunday, is that correct?
Yeah, he's got a roof for the bears.
All right. And you're feeling better and the world's feeling better.
Yes, we are.
All right.
Mascus. Allentown.
Moving on, I mean, I'm actually interrupting my Pawn Stars show to be on the 100th podcast. This is enlightening.
It is lightning. Tell us, where did you meet Lou Dickman, the legendary Lou Dickman?
I met him in a bar in Allentown, Pennsylvania, and in fact, Lou Dickman's first words were, "Show me your nuts." He threw his hands up and fell off his bar stool.
My question of the week, Lou.
All right.
What do you have to say about a couple of douchebags doing 100 podcasts?
You know, it keeps them off the street.
Give us that catchphrase, Alex. This has been a beautiful day so far, and you've just made it better. Lou, give us that catchphrase.
We need more faith-based groups to sponsor Lou Dickman Weekly. Over and out. Have an outstanding Sunday.
Go Bears!
Organically?
Organically, Lou.
Organically.
This is the 200th podcast of Lou Dickman Weekly, and they said it would never last, Lou. What do you think of that?
You know what? And what an outstanding day for the podcast. We're poised for a Bears comeback. They're only down 11-ish, 14-ish points. Not a problem. It's going to be a fantastic day.
Now, everybody I ask, of course, has never listened to it, so it's great to have something that anonymous out there.
As of me, too. I've never listened to it either.
That's right. Lou Dickman refuses to listen to his own podcast.
I don't refuse. I don't have speakers on my computer.
Are you into the craft beer movement, Lou? Do you like the craft beers?
You know what? Craft beers definitely give me a movement. Without a doubt. Yes, yes, yes.
Outstanding! Go Bears! Woo! 300, Lou! 300, Lou! 300!
Pinto!
Lou?
Yes, come back!
Your question of the week.
What is it?
What is the best thing to have 300 of?
I don't know. Strands of sauerkraut.
There you go. It doesn't get any better than that, Lou. The 300th podcast, Strands of Sauerkraut, is in the books. Give us your catchphrase out. Pinto! And go Bears!
This is the commish inviting you to tune into Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Oh, not every week, but you get the idea. A shout out to my podcast partner, Lou Paul Nork Dickman. I don't know why he does it. I don't know why I do it. But you couldn't ask for a better lab partner. See Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou, lab partner's yours.